subsequent decade or more has seen an explosion of research in obesity. In the early 1990s, obesity was very much a boutique subject, a small number of individuals, small international meetings, not many. Since the discovery of leptin, it became really the view that it became a tractable biological problem. And a huge amount of effort and research effort has gone in to understanding not only leptin, but also now a number of other signals from adipose tissue and indeed from gut, which coordinate together the signaling of both long-term fat storage and indeed satiety and hunger in response to meal-related signals from the gut. So our brain is constantly interpreting a range of signals, not only from our fat tissue, but also when we ingest food or indeed even when we starve, hormonal signals coming from the gastrointestinal tract, all integrated together to give us a message about how much food we're ingesting now and how much food we've got stored. So much more sophisticated system than we thought would be the case. The same processes are operating in humans. We are not immune to these processes. And I guess one of the major contributions we made, and it's myself and my colleague Sadaf Farooqi, was first of all to find human beings who lacked leptin and indeed, as predicted, were extremely obese, but also to demonstrate that those individuals, and in every case that we've now more than 20 involved with at the moment around the world, every case we can completely reverse severe obesity. These children are all massively hyperphagic when we first see them. They're hugely driven to eat. Their lives are dominated by the search for food. And within days of administering a single doses of leptin per day, this totally reverses all of their abnormalities. And by now, we're very cavalier about quickly getting up to full dose, and we can essentially normalize body weight in some of these children within 6 months, in some cases getting them out of wheelchairs and getting them into completely normal. So it's a real example of a rare example of a genetic condition leading to an immediate treatment, which is of a huge benefit. Sadly, a very rare condition, nonetheless very gratifying to treat. But we can learn some things from humans and get some insights that perhaps it's harder to get in animals. We can ask human beings, they can speak to us and we can talk to them and we can also look at brain function. Just a very simple experiment we did with Sadaf and Paul Fletcher and Ed Bulmore, our neuroscience colleagues, were to take two of the more recent adolescents who came to see us, who had been diagnosed at 14 and 18 with this condition. And they agreed and were enthusiastic volunteers to do the experiment where they looked at pictures of food or non-food, and then we took magnetic NMR pictures of their brain to measure blood flow of certain areas of the brain in response to the visual stimuli of food. And to really cut this down very simply, what essentially we showed is that the areas of the brain that are traditionally associated with, let's say if you show a cocaine addict the paraphernalia of cocaine addiction, you see a massive increase in activity in areas such as the nucleus accumbens and the ventral striatum, etc. In response to food but not non-food pictures, when leptin deficient, these areas absolutely ignited in response to visual stimuli. And then we gave them the leptin, and this is way before it had a major effect on weight. Just within a few days of leptin administration, this had totally normalized. So here we have a situation where a simple hormone coming, a single peptide coming from our boring old fat cell, is actually influencing how the higher parts of our brain actually respond to visual stimuli of food. So this idea that there's a sort of simple vegetative part of the human being and then the clever bit on top is clearly not, the Cartesian dualism is certainly out here. We are having a brain-body interaction here of a most intimate kind, with what we think of as our higher responses being really highly influenced by these simple hormonal stimuli coming from a tissue as primitive as fat.